You've heard Prime Minister Motley on Barbados's population crisis.
In 1950, Barbados had 200,000 people, and the Bahamas and Belize had 80,000 each. Today, Bahamas and Belize have over 400,000 people, and Barbados has, 73 years later, 269,000 people. We have to have conversations, because as much as others would like to have the joyful way to success, there is also the need for the managed way of migration if we are not going to leave our people exposed to the headwinds.
But we are not alone in this struggle, because many other countries are fighting declining populations. For instance, the European Union anticipates that its population could shrink by 6% or 27.3 million people by 2100. And then there is China, which has seen a decline for the second straight year.
We saw the first population drop back in 2022, and it's now doubled in 2023. So it's a marked decrease. But this seems to be a pattern that many experts believe will continue in China. It's not a surprise. They've got one of the lowest fertility rates in the world. Women, it seems, don't want to have as many babies as they did in the past. And now the birth rate is the lowest it's been since Communist China was formed back in 1949. So that is how low the birth rate is. Now, on top of that, if you take into account the 11 million people who have died, that's a slight increase. And that's perhaps because of the COVID pandemic after this country reopened after a strict lockdown last year. So there's a slight increase in the number of deaths, which some say could be due to the COVID pandemic. So taking into account that low birth rate and a little bit of a higher death rate, you have a marked increase.
To fight the drop in population, China has been encouraging more women to have babies.
So they've encouraged marriage, they've encouraged childbirth, and they've talked to youths about rejuvenating China. None of that seems to have worked. And the reason for that is women, many, much like their counterparts in the West, are making different choices. There's been rapid urbanisation. That means couples are moving to the cities. They're putting financial aspects of their lives ahead of having children. They're getting an apartment in place. They're trying to get a career in place. And then perhaps they'll think about children. Many people, especially women that I've spoken to in China, that is their priority. They're also worried about finances for the future as China's economy continues to slow. They're worried because they would have to pay extra for education. They're worried about the future of house prices as house prices stagnate in the country. So there are many financial worries kind of on the shoulders of young people. So when it comes to having children, it's being pushed further and further down the line.
Dr. Paul Moreland is a population expert.
As people get more urban, they get wealthier, and they get more educated, they tend to have other priorities, and they tend to plan their families initially, and that means smaller family sizes. And eventually, they lose the desire in many, many countries, in many, many societies, to have children at all, and you end up with a very low, below replacement level fertility rate. And what that means is eventually, it takes a while, the workforce starts declining. And meanwhile, as life expectancy grows, more and more elderly people. So just to take China as an example, and obviously it's the most populous country in the world, or it was until very recently, it's now been overtaken by India. As recently as 2010, there were 8 people of working age for every 1 retiree. And by the end of this century, it's going to be between 1 and 2 workers for every retiree. And that, again, as your earlier speaker was mentioning, puts huge pressure on healthcare, on government finances, and the whole functioning of society.
France, Germany, and Nordic countries like Sweden and Denmark have had some success in arresting the decline in birth rates by using government-funded childcare or generous parental leave policies. But even these approaches have had their limits. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.